Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, members of civil society, it's an honor for me to deliver Sweden's statement at this historic and important session in which we follow up our regional gains and remaining challenges in order to achieve gender equality. I would like to start with thanking the ECE for convening and preparing this session. I am representing a government being committed to include a gender equality perspective into all areas of policy making. Discriminatory laws and negative social norms and practices create and perpetuate fundamental and systemic barriers to empowerment and full realization of women's enjoyment of human rights across the world. Importantly, this must also include women's and girls' sexual and reproductive health and rights, to promote access to safe and legal abortions, contraceptives, and comprehensive sexuality education is key. As stated in our national reporting on Beijing Plus 30, during the past 5 years, the Swedish government has prioritized ending men's violence against women, other types of intimate partner violence, and honor-based violence. In order to promote economic gender equality, the Swedish government has focused on the gender pay gap, women's and men's different access to resources, as well as access to public welfare services. The government has also made significant investments in women's health. Importantly, work on gender mainstreaming and gender responsive budgeting has been essential to support progress in the field of gender equality. Also, since the establishment of the Swedish Gender Equality Agency in 2018, the National Machinery for Gender Equality, and the follow-up, analysis, coordination, knowledge, and support to achieve the National Gender Equality Policy Goals has been strengthened, contributing to a more strategic, coherent, and sustainable governance and effective implementation of gender equality policies. Work for gender equality is a shared commitment on part of women and men. Men's engagement and participation are therefore essential to attaining a gender equal society. Gender norms are upheld by both women and men and affect everyone irrespective of their gender identity and gender expression. Therefore, men and masculinity has been an integral perspective in Sweden's gender equality work. So let me conclude. Gender equality is a core value for the Swedish government because the only way forward is a future in which women and men, girls and boys, in all their diversity, are free to shape their own lives. My government's message is clear. Sweden will continue to do its part to make this future reality. We will remain a strong voice and a strong actor for gender equality. Thank you for your attention.